predicting the future is always difficult to do with any degree of accuracy, and the further out that you look in your planning horizon, the more difficult it is. So we take an approach that we have to be very cautious about our growth estimates going in the near term, because you're right, there have been some economic challenges that we've dealt with in the recent past. We will continue to see factors such as oil prices affecting that. Consumer demand is going to be a major impact on that, and to the extent that consumers are uncertain or they don't have jobs, it'll affect the demand. But what we need to try and do is look at the longer term as to those macroeconomic factors that are going to drive growth in Central Florida. And part of it is, frankly, we're going to have to go out and market this destination along with some of our community partners, Visit Orlando, the EDC, City of Orlando, Orange County, to try and bring business here. And so part of it is you can sit and wait or you can be active. We've tried to be active along with our community partners to sort of induce some demand, if you will. We've got a lot of attractions here, certainly from the leisure sector of the economy, but things such as Medical City, which focus on business and have opportunities for us to grow business, those are things that we can go out and market from the standpoint that there are things that people can come and do in Central Florida that certainly are tourist-related, but also business-related.
Phil, you mentioned some things that might be coming to the airport that would require, it sounds like, physical changes. One of those different airplanes, I'm thinking of that big Airbus airliner that you have to have capacity for. I wonder, does that mean changes to terminals and changes to runways, but also the rail idea with SunRail coming in? Of course, we'd be looking at the possibility of finding some way to connect with the Orlando International Airport. Talk to me a little bit about those future physical changes you might be trying to anticipate.
Well, right now we can accommodate the A380, which is the largest commercial Airbus aircraft. We actually had one that diverted from Miami because of weather and came up to Orlando to refuel. As a part of our master plan update, which I previously referenced, we're looking at other terminal improvements that we may need to accommodate that. Our view right now, based on some preliminary evidence, is that particularly with European traffic, that you're going to see more and more of those large aircraft, which we call wide-body aircraft, and we're going to have to look at future facilities that accommodate that. That growth, based on what we've seen the last couple of years, is not necessarily going to be rapid, but it's going to be steady, and so we need to plan to accommodate that. In terms of the rail, we're actively working with the Florida Department of Transportation, Orange County, City of Orlando, on an alternatives analysis to see how it best to connect commuter rail into Orlando International Airport. That's something that we're funding part of a study for that. As you probably know, we were very actively engaged with Florida Rail Enterprise on the high-speed rail project. We had a site selected for a station, which was going to be co-located with our future South Terminal site. It really basically underscores our effort to have plans ready to accommodate growth as it occurs.
At this point on the rail concept, do you foresee a physical, you know, rail link hooking up with SunRail, or do you think it's going to be in a particular bus route, or what do you envision is going to be the immediate solution to that?
Well, I'm not sure that we have a clear, that's why we're doing the alternatives analysis. It may be both of the above. In many cases, you may have a rubber tire system that is the initial connection and then supplant that with a rail connection. There's, you know, it'll take time to build the rail. The key, I think, is the right-of-way rail. We have plans that will accommodate, and as a part of the process we went through with high-speed rail, we'd already worked pretty heavily or in pretty much detail on an alignment for commuter rail into the airport. So a lot of this, obviously, is going to be dictated by economics and how soon they want to have the system and up and running, and I think the planning process that we're going through in terms of the alternative analysis will answer some of those questions.